the wooden cooler, though? Maybe we should wait. There's
like the
ghost of the security guard
that saved
the
old man.
Yeah. There's also the ghost of... 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he knows.
Do you like the room? Okay. Well, you don't... We,
that's the problem.
I'll fire him. I'll contact you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long.
Oh yeah.
I will once I'm done.
I'm thinking.
If you would know this, but for committee updates, would I just like do like over here?
You don't have to put names unless there's discussion. For the committee updates, because you're just they're just updates. Because it's not like they're raised for us.
Chair, do I need to go? Oh, is it recording right now? Oh. Perfect.
Got
it. I'm not sure about it. My voice is clear.
You
all right.
Got it.
Three,
you got
two,
it,
Ben. One. All right. At 7:03 p.m., we'll call this meeting to order for attendance, Administrative Director Bloom.
So our attendance question is, how many pillows do you sleep with? I found it off the internet. Please don't judge me. Senator Ash.
Can you repeat the question?
How many pillows do you sleep with?
Three.
Senator Barrios.
Two, and a few squishmallows.
Senator Carlson.
Three.
Senator Cochran.
Three and a squishmallow.
Senator Davison.
One.
Senator Forsberg.
One.
Senator Cabetta.
I don't like pillows.
Senator Suki.
Two.
Senator Usmanova.
Three.
Senator Zierman.
Four.
Speaker Bailey.
Under your head or like in the bed?
However you want to answer that.
In my bed, like seven.
Okay. Under your head.
Under my head, one.
Okay. Chair Brown.
Six. Two under my head.
Chair Doran.
One, very thin.
Chair Happy. Chair Learned
good
will not be
so.
Here.
I hope.
Co-President Menke.
Just one. But I recently got a sinus infection, so to elevate my head, I upgraded to two.
Are we back down to one, or are we still?
Now we're back down to one.
We're back down to one.
Ombudsperson Nelson.
One.
Co-president Alano Vidales.
One really good one.
Advisor Rubel, who I do not think is here. Chair Taylor.
Two and one IKEA bear.
Controller Thompson.
Two, and when I'm at home, a stuffed animal that I've had since I was, like, what, five?
Chair White.
Two.
Director Wyam.
Four.
Our quorum is met.
All right. Let's move on to approval of minutes. Are there any discrepancies with last meeting's minutes? Okay, seeing none, we'll go into community comment. Is there anyone from the community that wishes to comment? Anyone? Okay. Next, we'll move into committee updates. It's been 2 weeks since our last meeting, so it would be good to get us all on the same page again about what we're working on. We'll start with Administrative Director Bloom.
If you are a committee chair, you need to send an update to Senator Walfrid for the Gavel Gazette tonight. No exceptions. I will yell at you. I yield my time.
All right, next is co-presidents.
We don't have too much other than, I don't know if you all remember, for those of us that were on Senate last year, Kareem Watts was trying to push for the Humanize My Hoodie and Dialogue documentary. So that's finally happening this year. It's going to be on Tuesday, November 9th at 6 p.m. And it's just an invitation for student leaders, so there's an RSVP link. If you want it, just let us know.
All right. Next up, we have Academic and Student Affairs.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, in
the beginning of the semester, we were charged with like taking care of instruments and what's going on in the fine arts buildings. And I talked to Dr. Justin Kay. I cannot pronounce his last name, to save my life. And he is going to be doing an inventory sheet on how many instruments they are and the quality and the supply and demand for them. And last Friday, I talked to Garrett, who is one of the Cal administrative people. And he is going to come to our cabinet meeting either tomorrow or next week. And I talked to him about space and like going out in the orgs, and I told him a little bit of areas that I know are available. So he's going to do some delegating of spaces and like getting rid of spaces that are out, or like of orgs that no longer exist, and getting the new orgs a space. And we're going to be collaborating on sending out a little Google form for the new orgs who don't have space. I yield my time.
Perfect. Next up, we have environmental sustainability.
Yeah, so we've looked into a couple things we were charged with. One was the yellow compost Kirby's. Monse was amazing and looked into that. We actually have a chart now of the pickup times for those, but we also do believe that it will go down a little bit because of the fact that Gusty Ware is back. Speaking of Gusty Ware, we are running out of Gusty Ware because a lot of people are not putting it back into the bins. They're either stealing it or throwing it away, not putting it back on time, which is why we're having a little bit of a discrepancy with that. So we're gonna work on looking into how we can help with that. And then lastly, Senator Maurer looked into the compost bags and how we can do that. And so we're currently in contact with Kari Warren. Somebody from the sustainability intern should be coming in soon to do a presentation so we can hopefully pay for that. I yield.
Awesome. Ethics / elections?
So we recently had a referendum vote on if TLC should receive stipends or not, and that did pass the student body. I hope all of you saw that because that's pretty exciting. Next, we have midterm elections coming up in Arborview, Chapelview, Complex, Prairie View, and Sorey Halls, and that election will take place on November 4th. It was supposed to be last Thursday, but due to a lack of interest based on applicants, we pushed it a week further and now have more applicants, which is really exciting. And you'll all receive an email from me about tabling. And then we've also been working on redefining the responsibilities of health and housing and student academic affairs because we would like a clear definition of what should be charged to these committees. You'll hear about that in new business.
Cool. And then just a point of inquiry quick. how many of those positions do we have applicants for this upcoming election?
Complex and co-ed, and then the other ones I'm hoping for write-in.
Sweet. Next up, we have finance.
Yeah, so kind of going off of that, we're just communicating with VLC how they're wanting to do their stipends, if they're just going to take from their budget right now, or if they're going to request a mid-year and request more money for those stipends. So kind of figuring that out. Still passing some mid-years, and we have quite a few to cover tonight. It should be pretty simple, straightforward, though. Yeah, talking to Juliet just about the finance of the compost bin bags. Yeah.
Perfect. Health and housing?
Chair Hailu has no updates at this time.
Okay.
She will not be at the meeting. So.
Perfect. Inclusive excellence?
And then Chair Learned and their committee sent the gender-neutral restroom poster to the library because the staff there was interested in putting it up, and that is all that I was given for an update.
Awesome. Public relations?
Okay. So first up, Senator Cochran did an amazing job this October with the Gusty Food Drive. We got 13 full bags of donated food from students at the CAV. And this was done with just last minute preparation from solely her. So what we wanted to kind of ask is that we wanted to bring tabling to the full Senate just to see if anyone would be interested in helping with that so that we could get a better turnout for that. The 29th through the 31st would be the top priority for those tabling hours. So if anyone is interested, that would be awesome. Secondly, other than that, we have finalized a Senate layout, so we will get started on that shortly. And then, just to reiterate, for the Galville Gazette, we do have some missing committee updates. So for whoever has not sent an update to Senator Wolfrid, if you could, that would be awesome. I yield.
Awesome. And then finally, we have technology.
Yeah, so first of all, I just want to note, especially if you're in the back, please make sure to speak up just so we can make sure you're heard well on the recording. For all those people on campus who are listening in every week, waiting for it to be posted. And then second of all, the Senate website has been being revamped kind of piece by piece, just taking what was outdated, unclear, anything like that. All of that stuff's being updated. So if you go on there and you have ideas for updates that you would like to see, you can always let me know. Otherwise, there should be more information for people who are interested in joining Senate or just want to know how Senate works. And it should be more navigatable, if that's a word. So that's something you should check out, or let me know if you have any concerns about it. I'd love to hear them. We also have the online readership program. I'm working with New York Times to set up either Zoom call or some sort of like recorded meeting that can then be shared with faculty and staff about the specific faculty and staff resources that are offered through this program with the New York Times. And then we'll also be rolling out another advertisement program for that, especially for the incoming freshmen this year. And anyone who didn't see it last year, it's always good to remind people of that resource. And if you didn't know, it's New York Times, Star Tribune, USA Today, and Mankato Free Press. You get free online readership of all those programs, and they're pretty cool. So check those out. And then, we'll also be working with the peer mults in the FTS classes to have those resources more known and available, especially for first-year students. And then just, taking care of elections, making sure that everything's running smoothly for those, and working on a survey that will go out at the end of the semester, just about kind of hybrid online learning and coming back to in-person learning that will be shared with faculty. So, I yield.
All right. Moving on from committee updates to old business. Is there any old business that we would like to discuss tonight? Seeing none, we'll move into new business. The first item on our agenda is our co-president Alono and I have selected Marciana Taylor to be the new chair of the Anti-Racism and Racial Justice Committee. We're really glad that we have her as our nominee, but before she can become the chair officially, it must be confirmed by a two-thirds majority of you all. So with that, would you like to introduce yourself? Kind of what made you interested in this position and how you would like to contribute to Senate?
All right. My name is Marciana Taylor. I am biracial. My father is black. My mother is white. She's from Poland. He's from Chicago. When I was younger, he informed me of police brutality and or I experienced what I was in the car with him when he was pulled over by a police officer, and which is where I learned how police brutality came about from him. Sorry, I'm not eloquent, I'm kind of put on the spot. But what got me interested in it is my essentially long history of kind of researching about police brutality and or racial injustices and or documenting them and or presenting about them. So I felt like this opportunity would be good to use those skills. I yield my time.
Awesome, thank you. So before we move into a discussion, we would like to invite any questions you might have for Marciana, if you have any at all. Just raise your placards if you have any questions. Okay, seeing none. So Marciana, we're gonna move into a discussion quick before we move to a vote. So could we have you just step outside for a bit and then we'll have someone come and get you after we voted? Perfect.
So
Awesome. Yeah, so we're really excited to have Marciana as a nominee for this position. We feel like it's a really important position, and her lived experience and her work so far has made her just an outstanding candidate for this position. So we are obviously in favor of confirming her, but that requires the consent of 2/3 of a majority. So before we move into a vote, I would like to open the floor for any discussion at all. Administrative Director Bloom?
I've had class with Marciana before, and she's very driven and very well-spoken, despite what she said when she was put on the spot. Like, she's an amazing person, and I think she's a really good fit for this role, and I think she'd do a great job in it, and with that I yield.
Ombudsperson Nelson?
I do know that Marciana has previously expressed interest in Senate, and I think that we should always welcome people who are enthusiastic about this process. I think that she would make a great addition to Senate.
Senator Usmanova?
Yeah, I was going to also add that she has always amazing ideas, because I had her in a class regarding race and racism. So her ideas are always valuable.
Do you yield your time?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other speakers? All right. Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of confirming Marciana Taylor to be our new Anti-Racism Racial Justice Committee Chair, please raise your placards now. All those opposed? Any abstaining? All right, she is confirmed. Yay. Let's give her a round of applause when she walks in too. Awesome. Congratulations, Chair Taylor. We have our cabinet meeting tomorrow night. So maybe after the meeting, could you stick around just for a second if you're free? And then we could just talk for a bit. So, okay. Awesome. Cool. Next item of new business is the FMEA mid-year. Chair Wyom or Director Wyom, would you like to explain that?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. This is an interesting point. Sorry. Okay. So FMEA is the Kansas Educators Association. One student organization on campus, they already previously have requested funds this year. The request that they're wanting this time is for $1,250 for lodging expenses to attend the Midwest Clinic, which is a conference for band and orchestra directors in the Midwest. Yes, the $1,250 is our maximum that we can fund for the lodging expenses for student organizations. So I think my recommendation would be just to approve the whole portion of the request and method.
Perfect. Are there any questions for Director Wyom? Any questions?
Chair White?
You said that they already have requested funds this year. What was that for?
Yes, so it doesn't have anything to do with any of like the lodging or registration funds too. We did check on that. Most of what they requested were for guest artists to come in, to have an alumni panel, the music education discussion, along those lines.
Thank you. I yield.
Okay. Any further questions? Seeing none, let's move into a discussion on this budget. Is there any discussion on this allocation? Seeing no discussion, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the budget, please raise your placards. Any opposed to the budget? Any abstaining from voting? All right, budget passes. The next item on the agenda is the fourth crown mid-year budget. There it is.
Yes, so the fourth crown is also a organization. They have not requested anything yet this year. Right now they're requesting a website renewal for, that's their format as of now, and then printing, which is within our bylaw guidelines of a $15 cap for the year. So we are recommending the full amount.
Excellent. Do you yield?
Yes.
Any questions for Director Wyman? Seeing none, any discussion on the budget? All right, seeing no discussion, we'll move to a vote on the budget. All those in favor of approving this budget, please raise your placards. Any opposed? Any abstaining? Perfect, budget passes. Congratulations, Fourth Crown. And finally, we'll move into the women's lacrosse mid-year budget.
Okay, so for this budget, they have not requested anything. They are a primarily competitive organization, so they have different rules for requesting money, and they can usually request more. So normally for most organizations, we're not allowed to fund dues, but according to our bylaws of PCO, we can fund dues, member dues. So they're requesting to $375 for fees to participate in the NCWLL, and then also $35 per person for each, for their memberships to participate. We are recommending the full amount. There is an estimated 30 people on their alias with 25 active members. So the max that we would be funding would be $1,000 and or $1,050. But I'm not really sure if we will be paying for all 30 of them. I'm anticipating 25 for sure. Yes, that is what I have. I yield.
Okay. Are there any questions for Director Wyman? I actually have a quick question.
Yes.
It says in the finance, and I might be totally wrong on this, but the finance bylaws I think say that we can't pay for dues set upon organizations.
Right, that's for regular organizations.
Okay.
But underneath the primarily competitive organizations, it specifically says that we can fund dues.
Oh, perfect. All right, well that answers that question. Ayul, any other questions? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into a discussion on the budget. Is there any discussion on this budget? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the budget as recommended by the Finance Committee, please raise your placards. Any opposed to the budget? Do we have any abstentions? Okay, in the opinion of the chair, the budget passes. With that, is there any other new business for us to consider tonight? Senator Carlson.
Yeah, I'd like to motion to charge the Ethics Committee with redefining the responsibilities of health and housing and student academic affairs that Burton kind of touched on earlier.
Okay. Is there a second for this motion?
Davison on the second.
Perfect.
Senator Carlson, you have the floor.
Yeah, I think it's just important to do this because, as we all know, it's kind of the health and housing has gotten a lot of responsibilities, and so it's just better to make sure that it's defined and we can really split up what needs to be done, because then they won't be swamped with so much. So, I yield.
Senator Davison, you have the floor.
I agree with everything Senator Carlson
and I yield. Just a point of inquiry, are you introducing an amendment, a bylaw amendment?
It's just this, like, charging them to discuss it, and then...
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
Yeah, and then...
Okay. I yield. Oh, is there any other discussion? Just a point of order, so we're... Right now, if we go into a vote on this, we vote to charge the Ethics Committee with
yep.
this? Okay. Are there any motions to vote on this?
Senator Carlson,
yep.
And then Speaker Bailey.
Perfect. So we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of this charge, please raise your placards. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. So it is charged to the Ethics Committee. Uh, Just a point of order. Is there an amendment that we're considering at this meeting?
It's just the charge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We'll come back with the amendment.
Gotcha. I thought there was an amendment already. Okay. Seeing none, we'll move into, is there any other items of new business? Yeah.
Senator Kabidi.
Within the past weeks when everybody was gone for their fall break, there has been a bunch of vandalism that has been carried out at co-ed, which is basically breaking the exit sign on every floor. And I'm not surprised that someone did it. What surprised me even more was the fact that ResLife emailed everyone saying, if this acts continue, they're going to charge each and every student at co-ed with the vandalism, to fix the vandalism. So the money is going to be taken out, added on our housing. And I do think that is very unfair, considering that a lot of students don't know what's going on. And a lot of students are presenting for it. And these things are paid out by three or four people. And apparently everybody else has to pay the price. And I think there must be something. I do believe I must bring this as an issue.
Do you yield your time, Senator? Chair Hathi?
Yeah, this incident happened to me 2 years ago when I was a first year in co-ed, and we also got the same email, so honestly, this is not shocking news to me, but I don't think that ResLife ever charged us, at least not that I was aware of, so I don't know if it's like an empty threat per se, but if they are, I do think it is very odd. I yield my time.
Senator Ash.
Point of inquiry, does ResLife, can they actually do that? And do we have any accounts of that ever happening? Or is this a, never mind. I use my time.
Point of information, last year I was living in co-ed and this incident happened. They actually stole the exit signs for every single section. And we also got an email saying that we were going to be charged because, I mean, the exit signs were taken. But a few residents got really upset and went to talk to the CACP. After that, I think nothing happened really. Nobody was charged.
Senator Carlson?
I have actually talked to ResLife about this randomly in past years, and it's really hard to charge just a few people because we are keeping we're not putting any cameras in any of the dorms because that's just something that we really stick by at Gustavus, I guess, at least ResLife does, and so that's why it's a problem with if only a few people do it, all kind of have to take responsibility because that type of rule kind of keeps those cameras out of the dorms and stuff.
Point of inquiry, why wouldn't they want cameras in the dorms as long as they were in bathrooms and stuff? Is there a specific reason why that rule exists?
Point of information, I think it's just a general privacy thing. If you're walking back down the hall from the shower or whatever, you don't want cameras on you. Bam. Thank you.
Point of inquiry, would it be proper to charge the Academic and Students Affairs Committee to look into this with ResLife?
I guess I could answer that question. I mean, I think could possibly be a good charge. Health and housing would be a good one too, but student and academic affairs, this would definitely apply to if it comes to student finances.
Senator Maurer.
I motion to charge the Academic and Student Affairs Committee to look into the co-ed vandalism and follow-up charges by ResLife.
Do we have a second? Senator Zierman. Senator Maurer, you have the floor.
What they've all said, I think it's good points. I don't think kids should be charged for things that they haven't done. I think that they should get cleared up with the ResLife staff. I yield.
Excellent. Senator Zierman.
I think it would also just be a good idea to have a general answer for the student body as to whether this is a fear tactic or because the majority of us who have lived in COVID have experienced this. I have too. I'd like to know what, why they do it and if they ever charge people. I yield.
Perfect. Is there any other discussion on the motion? All right. Seeing none, we'll move into a vote on the charge. All those in favor of charging the Student Academic Affairs Committee, please raise your placards. Any opposed? Any abstaining? All right, discharged to the Student Academic Affairs Committee. Is there any other new business to consider tonight? Any new business? All right, seeing none, we'll move into announcements. Any announcements? I have an announcement.
Co-President Mankey.
Yeah, so there's elections going on tomorrow, which is very exciting. If you live in St. Peter, you can vote in St. Peter. All of us who live in St. Peter can vote here. So with same day registration during the election, you just have to go down to the polling place. If you're not registered currently in St. Peter, Minnesota, you can tell them that you're not registered and they can register you at the polling place. You just need to bring your student ID so that you can prove that you live here, and they'll help you with the rest. If you're interested in what we're voting on, St. Peter's choosing a new mayor or keeping the same one. So we have a mayoral election, we have a city council election, and we also have election for school boards. And I yield.
Excellent. Senator Davison?
I was gonna say the same thing.
Excellent. Chair Brown?
Yeah, I just wanted to say if anyone is interested in tabling for the Gusty Food Drive, like I said, please come to either me or Senator Cochran.
Point of information? I don't know if I can do that. Mm-hmm. Point of inquiry and announcements. What is the Gusty Food Drive?
Is
I had no idea what it is until I opened the office today and there was food
everywhere. So basically what it is well, I think Senator Cochran might be able to better answer this.
So we have a few suggestions to maybe help with at the end of each month. There's some people who have a ton of cash money and it just goes away. And then there's some people who have run out of funds and are very negative. So the idea was to table outside of the cap. And then if the reason you didn't hear about it is it got pulled together very last minute. So it actually just got approved last Friday. And then obviously that was very close to the end of the month. So I ended up just scheduling tabling hours that I could be at because I wasn't going to ask anyone to, you know, help that close to the time when it was going to happen. And so basically what you would expect in the future is we, as the PR committee, would send out the tabling times that we need people to sit there. Usually it's just during the rush, like the lunch and dinner rush hours for like 2 hours. So if we could get like 5 people each day to table for just like an hour at least, then we could get somebody sitting at the table and the posters will be up so people will know and be a little bit more aware about it next month. And then basically, there's also a QR code on the poster that allows the state of students to scan the poster for more information if they're negative and they are in need of food. And then that will first get allocated back to the state of students, and anything additional will get donated to the St. Peter Food Shelf. So those donations that are filling up the office right now are going to the food shelf tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Carter, do you yield?
Oh, I yield.
Okay, excellent. Tomorrow in chapel, there's a service with food. It's a lot of fun for Dia de los Muertos from 10 to 10:20. So please come support. It's a lot of fun. And the food's actually good. It's real Mexican food, not fake Mexican from the calf. So there you go. And I yield my own time. Senator Cochran, do you still have an announcement?
No, that was related to the question
about the food. Co-President Mankey?
Oh. I just wanted to thank you all so much for welcoming Chair Taylor to our Senate. We're really lucky to have her here with us this year, and we're looking forward to moving forward on anti-racism and racial justice. We think it's a really important part of what we're doing this year, and it's great to have a leader like Chair Taylor in that position. So looking forward to that. And it is also true, I do love stats, and I am Jenny's boyfriend, so I yield.
Excellent. Co-president Alona Vidalis?
Yeah, going off of that, we OLAS is also having their Dia de los Muertos event on Thursday from 6 to 8. There's going to be hot chocolate, food, and face painting. The theme this year is rejoining our loved ones, so go if you can. I yield my time.
Where is it?
In the courtyard.
Oh. Thank you.
The Courtyard Cafe or the Courtyard?
Oh, the Courtyard Cafe. Well, they said the Courtyard area.
Okay, well, it's going to be cold.
So yeah, I'm guessing
it's clarification.
Okay. Co-President Alono, do you yield?
I do yield.
Okay, excellent. Senator Barrios?
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know that today I sent the survey for safety in complex. I talked to the AC coordinator of complex as well, just to kind of like talk about what questions we were going to send today, and I already got like more than 50 responses. Wow. Some of them are a little bit shocking, but I'm going to meet again with the AC to talk about this because a few people are concerned, and we will see what are we going to do, what things are we going to do to fix safety issues and conflicts. Thank you.
Excellent, thank you. Chair Hathi?
I also have a student event. It's for the Multi-Faith Leadership Council, and on Thursday, also from like 6 to 7:30, we are hosting a dinner for Diwali, which is the Hindu and Buddhist holiday of lights, welcoming back their one of their gods from a battle, getting his wife, and we are going to be having authentic Indian food, so if you are interested, it's going to be in Old Train 04, which is in the basement of Old Train, but I'm going to be with that, and I get my time.
Excellent.
Any other announcements tonight? All right, seeing none at 7:39 p.m., this meeting is adjourned.